Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Kazi Adams is making his first appearance on the program to talk to us a little bit about his love of music, the ministry he's been able to share, and then, of course, his brand new single that's been getting quite a bit of attention lately. You know, one of the great things about Kazi is a lot of artists who have found their place is that he's not ashamed of being able to share his message, and, of course, his fans are definitely responding to it. Glory is the name of the single. You guys are actually going to be able to hear it here in a moment. But what I think is so great about this song is that it really helps us to understand exactly why there's a reason for hope and why there's something for us to look forward to. Here is Kazi with Glory. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
It's Kazi. Chris John on the beat. We sending praises to our God. Giving all the glory.
God's been a friend of mine. He knew me before time. He's been a constant in my life. Made my
That was Kazi Adams with Glory here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Kazi is joining us live here for the first time to talk to us about the music, the ministry of it, and also what he hopes you as listeners are able to take away from it. Kazi, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Thanks, man. Glad to be here.
Well, look, congratulations on the new single, Glory. We just got a chance to listen to it there. Our radio listeners will be able to close out the program with it as well. You know, the response has been really good to the single, man. What has it been like to know that this song is not only, you know, reaching listeners, but is making a difference in their lives too, man?
I'm just really ecstatic about it. I mean, I'm really pleased with the outpouring of support, and there's so much positivity around it. So I'm just glad that the song can reach the people and just reach their lives and inspire them, motivate them, and just really just make them reflect on, you know, the glory of God for who he is and, you know, how strong he is in their lives. Because for me, it's just a testimony for my experience of him and how he's just so consistent in my life and how he's just a constant help, a constant power. So, I mean, to God be the glory, man. It's just, we're thankful, really.
Let's kind of talk about what this journey musically has been like for you, man, because, you know, this is not, of course, your first single. It's not your first album you're working on now. When you look at, the Kazi Adams of testimony, some time ago, some 8-9 years ago, when you think about what you were doing then versus where you are now with Glory, talk to us about that personal growth that you've gone through and what you've learned that you want to share with people musically.
Well, it's been a lot of growth, a lot of reflection. Like the first album, I did Testimony a few years ago, and that was well received. It was a lot of travel, able to go overseas to London, just a lot of international exposure. But with this time, I just took time to live. So I just took some time off, and I went to school. I went to graduate school, and I got my PhD in industrial and systems engineering at North Carolina A&T State University, and just worked and lived and just lived life. And just in the process, I couldn't get away from the music because I kept writing and singing and just honing my craft and my skill set, and just it's kind of culminated and Glory came about. So just working with my brother and a producer, Chris John, that produced the track. We came up with this song, and we're working on the new project now. And it was just a great song, a great message, and it was just something we wanted to just share. So it's definitely growth. Vocally, I'm stronger. Personally, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. And I'm just glad to just go forward and, you know, to the future and in life in general.
Exactly.
A real positive time for me.
And, you know, it's great to be able to share that also with listeners too, Kazi. So, you know, we talk about, of course, from that project to where you are now with Glory, and we're going to be letting our listeners know how they can get their own single here for less than $1 here at the end of our program. You know, talk about when this first started. When did you recognize that this was your responsibility, this was a calling on your life? I mean, I think, you know, the recording industry in itself comes with, I think, the excitement and then, of course, realizing it is a business. But also with you, it's also a ministry. You are sharing a message. Everything that you share with listeners, you know, is something that will be able to benefit them in some way. When did you realize that gift, and what was it like for you to accept it and to make it yours?
Well, I guess I would have to say probably a few years ago, probably back in the late 90s. Originally, I was doing a lot of R&B music, and I like R&B, I love R&B, and I'm an eclectic person, so I like a lot of different styles of music. But at the same time, a lot of the lyrics and a lot of the content isn't really what really wasn't reflecting me or my lifestyle or just the essence of who I was. Mm-hmm. And it seems as when I started just writing songs of praise and worship and just writing songs of inspiration, those are the songs that just came easier and flowed easier. And I just started getting in the studio and just doing it. A lot of people were like, well, what are you doing? You know, why are you going that route? You should, you know, do another route. And I said, you know, I wasn't really trying to do it for, I guess, like stardom or success in that regard. I just wanted to do it because it was just an extension of, you know, who I was. So
right.
It was just the happiness and the art of doing the creating the music. And then when I started creating it, and I was, I guess, obedient to do that, and understanding that was my purpose and then my call, because I constantly, you know, work with my churches and community organizations and so forth, and just in general, just with my friends and my family, and that's just kind of like how I was raised up that way. It was something I just really couldn't depart from, so it was
right.
just something that I just said, this is truly me, because when I did it, I was so serious about it, and it was so real for me. So that essence came through when I would sing or when I would minister. And God began to open, like, doors, like, so many doors that I could not, you know, doors just start opening and continue to open, you know. And I was like, well, you know what, this is truly what I'm supposed to do. This is where I'm supposed to be. And I'm just, you know, walking forward, you know, and just going, I guess they say go with the flow. I'm kind of going with the flow and just seeing where God takes it.
Exactly. And while he's taking it, of course, people are being, you know, it is something that, and I said this in my review on Amazon earlier today, people are, you know, not only able to enjoy the song, but I think get a message from the song, and that's what I think is so important, you know, especially as an artist like you are. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Kazi Adams is my guest. We've been talking to him about not only the music. I was asking him what it was like, you know, for him to get to this place and to be able to share what he is with listeners, but also, of course, the new single is Glory. You know, it's really a powerful message in that song, and it reminds us of what is important and who is important for us. Kazi, you're in a competitive industry. Is a song like this also ministering to you, reminding you about not only, you know, why you're doing it, but who you're doing it for?
Right, it truly is. And, again, it's, when I was sitting down to write it, one of the co-writers was asking me, what are some of the things that you've been going through over the past few years? Kind of the questions you just asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said, and I just told him that, you know, I have to trust and believe him. I shouldn't fear, you know, because a lot of times we go through a lot of worry, a lot of doubt. And that's just normal, you know, you're human, you're going to doubt yourself in doing things. You take risks, you take on challenges. You may not know the outcome, but when, you know, you put it, you know, in the mouth of saying you just believe that he will take care of it. But then, you know, studying the word, you know, you say that God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but, you know, love and power. But, you know, you just want to go forward with your faith and go forward in confidence that, you know, he will make room, he will make provision, he will make, you know, he will make those resources available for whatever it may be that you want. That's for anybody that's out there, you know, everybody has challenges. Everybody deals with negativity. Not saying that negativity is a bad thing, because sometimes negativity can push you into your purpose or into your destiny or into the things you would do or help you to grow to make you better. But at the same time, you know, those challenges, you have to overcome some type of fear or some type of challenge in order to grow. And while you're growing and in that process, a lot of times it's not comfortable and you may want to do better, but in order to do better or, you know, change in the sense you have to change a lot of, you have to really make a change and actively apply yourself in making that change. So while you're doing that, it's almost like, okay, this is getting a little rough right now. So let me work at this. Let me really, like, you know, look on the brighter side of things in a sense. So going forward with that, as time progresses, you do get stronger, you overcome it, you become wiser, and then you realize that the things that were so big as far as challenges go, you look back at them, it's like, what in the world, you know, that was what I was freaking out about, you know, so it's almost
right.
like, okay, I'm ready for the next thing. And I mean, not to say that everything is going to be easy, but you're ready for the fight, and you know, in the end, you truly have the victory if you stay dedicated, if you stay committed, if you, you know, continue to work hard and truly be positive about your situation and the outlook of your situation. Because
right,
truly,
right.
whatever your reality is truly what you think first before it truly comes out into reality.
And it also shows, Kazi, what is possible for other people. I think, you know,
right.
you will have those coming up that will look at you who may have even known you when and say, you know what, if this works for Kazi, you know, it's definitely something that can work for me too. You know, is that one of the benefits for you or the highlights for you, knowing that not only are you doing something that you love, not only is it going to be touching people, but you're being able, through just being obedient, you're able to be an example of what others can do as well?
Yes, it truly is. And I see that more and more every day, and just, you know, just in even other areas of my life. I know music is my first love, but then just even like through career or through schooling or through relationships in that regard, you know, just truly trusting and believing, you know, for the better and overcoming challenges and obstacles and, you know, and going forward, because truly is really mind over matter, and truly the faith, your faith is truly key to, you know, the path that you lead and how you forge that path ahead. You can
right.
either, you know, ball up into a ball and cry and, you know, leave it alone, or you can fight it and go forward and, you know, embrace, you know, adapt, go forward and be strong in whatever that situation may be.
Totally. Totally agree with that. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. Kazi Adams is my guest. We've been talking to him not only about the journey of music he's been able to take, but the brand new single that's out now is Glory. It's available for all you all to get. You know, Kazi, since we weren't able to have you open up the song with it initially, why don't we let you do the honors and introduce it for those who are just coming in, and also those that have been with us through this conversation. Go ahead and introduce the single for us.
Okay, this is my new single called Glory. And it's pretty much a testament of God's consistency and his power in my life. I just pray that, you know, it's the same way for whoever's listening out there, that he can be a strong tower or a present help, and his power will be revealed and his glory will definitely be revealed. So, his glory.
It's Kazi. Chris John on the beat. Sending praises to our God, giving all the glory.
God's been a friend of mine. He knew me before time. He's been a constant in my life. Made my days right. Made my wrong ways right. He's never left.
Again, that was Kazi Adams with Glory here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. That is the brand new project from Kazi. And Kazi, let our listeners know how they can get their own single.
Okay, well, the single is available on iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's on Spotify, Rhapsody, Google Play, all of the digital outlets. And you can also go to my website, KAIZEADAMS.com, KaziAdams.com. Again, my name is spelled KAIZEADAMS.com. And I'm also on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Call me Kazi is my name, KMIKAIZE for Twitter and Instagram. And you can find me on Facebook at Kazi Adams. But if you can search for it, it's out there. It's definitely available now, and we've been promoting it all around. So we're thankful to have the opportunity to share the new music with the public.
Of course. And Kazi Adams, everyone. Kazi, you know, thank you so much, man, for taking out the time to be with us, man. And we look forward to checking in with you again when the next project drops.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire conversation in about 5 minutes. All you have to do is go to our radio website at www.conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. We actually have tagged Kazi in both of those places on Facebook and Twitter, so you can find his pages there as well. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/CAWEB4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4, and on Twitter you can find us at Cyrus Webb, that's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. I'll be back with you guys for the primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, that's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.